And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. When I was a kid, some of my friends owned air rifles, so of course I wanted one too. My parents said no. Good thing, with my bad eyesight, I would have been a lousy shot. Wasn't much interested in shooting at things anyway. Rather play baseball. These days, lots of people own guns. They do that, they say, for their own protection. They can carry them into restaurants, public parks, even church. I mean, you never know. Guns can be useful, I suppose. A bullet in the right location can end someone's life. Someone cuts you off in traffic, if your neighbor's dog does his business in your yard, if you just want to settle an argument, you can always shoot the other person. That'll show them. Even in Chapel Hill. I would prefer a world in which it weren't so easy to get a gun and kill someone if you happen to disagree with them. I mean, once we've shot them dead, they're dead. That's it. Their life is over. And those who love them suffer. A lot. Yes, gun control can divide people. Both sides of this issue love to cite statistics to support their positions. I'll mention only two. Scholars have found that the United States is home to 80% of the world's deaths by gun. In 2008 and 2009, more than 5,700 children died from gunfire. That's more than all the U.S. troops killed in action in Iraq and Afghanistan combined. That's a lot of grieving mothers and fathers. One is too many. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.